Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to welcome everyone to the house of the Lord. Once again, welcome to the house of God. And welcome all of you joining us right now online. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center in Randallstown, Maryland. It's good to see all your faces here tonight. Thank you so much for worshiping with us in the flesh. And equally, I'd like to welcome all of you watching now, even though I cannot see your faces. I bless the name of the Lord for your virtual presence. I haven't been saying this, enough, but I'm going to start saying it more frequently, start saying it more often. Yeah, I guess that's the right way of saying it. If the Holy Spirit spoke to you in any one of these messages, leave us a thumbs up, right? Just leave us a thumbs up. If you like to share some of these videos that you're watching, if the Holy Spirit has ministered to you on a one-on-one basis, go ahead and leave a thumbs up and share and be an evangelist. Be an e-evangelist. An e-evangelist. Ha! I like it. It's like my brother was saying, dad jokes galore, yes. Anyhow. An evangelist. I love it. Praise God. Let's get into the word of the Lord tonight, shall we? Yes. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, that we can be here in this wonderful house. Your sanctuary, Lord, the place where your spirit dwells. We thank you, Lord, for the life of the saints. We thank you, Lord, that you dwell amongst us, that you walk, Lord, amongst us, that you're here with us, Lord, even right now. I thank you, Lord, for the many lives that you touch via these online services. And Lord, equally here, Lord, in your house. I pray, Lord, that as we study your word tonight, as we read your word, Holy Spirit, have your way. I pray, Lord, that you will do all of the ministering in the hearts of every single hearer, every single listener, both here right now and everyone watching online. We love you, Lord, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Please open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. We're going to start tonight in 1 John. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Give you a couple more seconds. We're going to start in verse 3. Amen. Just a click of a button. All right. We're going to start reading here. 1 John chapter 2. Starting in verse 3, it says, "Now, by this we know that we know him." How? If we do what? If we keep his commandments. Amen. Verse 4. "He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments," why, that person is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Okay? Verse 5. "But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him." And finally, verse 6, it says, "He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walks." Praise the Lord. Thank you for the three praise the Lords. All right. I know we're in agreement right now. How about the rest of yous?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The title for this evening's message on The Battle Is Already Won Wednesday is Basic Principles of Knowing God. We're going to go back to the basics. Amen? I want to stress something right now. I want to be very clear at this very moment. It is imperative. It is crucial. It is vital. What other adjective I could use? It is paramount. Come on, keep them coming. What? That was one of the first words. Imperative, yeah. It is extremely, extremely important that you know the God that you serve. Do we understand that? Because without you knowing the God that you serve, without that, you ain't winning any battles. Can I make that clear? All right? It is very, very important that you know exactly who you are serving. You must know the agenda. You must know the plans. You must know the secrets. You got to be able to familiarize yourself with God's perfect will, His plan in your life, how He sees you, and everything else in between. Because without that, we're lost in the sauce. Can we agree on that? Just that one introduction. That's my brief introduction right now. We could agree on that?
Yes.
Okay. So, there are many situations that I come across to where people have struggles and they have difficulties and they go through different things. And when we analyze a situation, there is one key element that is involved in all of this. And that is a lack. Are you with me so far? A lack of connection, a lack of unity, a lack of knowledge about God. Now, I can promise you right now, tonight is not a whipping message. I promise people are not going to get whippings tonight. Okay, we'll leave that for next Wednesday. Please be here for that. All right, don't skip next Wednesday meeting. I want to shine light on something that is very important. We're going to go back to the basics right now. And knowing your God, it's important for you to know your God. It takes discipline to know your God. Amen. It takes a desire and it takes a will. You know, I can preach till the cows come home. I can preach myself till I have no more saliva, that I'm dry mouth. Right? I can preach till the sun comes up, like Paul. You guys falling asleep on me?
No.
No? Okay. All right. I'm going to put you guys by the window. All right. Let's see if you're going to... No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. But if you don't have the desire to get close to God, if you don't yearn, if you don't hunger and thirst for righteousness, you know, if you don't want to grow in the faith, all these preachings and all these lessons and all these Bible studies and all these things, they're useless, right? What is the point of a person receiving knowledge if they're not able to apply it? Because that's the only way that it turns into wisdom, is when you are able to apply that intelligence, that intel, that knowledge, right? Now, John right now, John's transition. In the very first verse here, in verse 3, to the subject of knowing God Himself may seem more abrupt than it actually is. I'm getting ready to explain. Speaking right now of which, light. In the ancient thought, the concept of light, think about it right now, not actual light, but the concept of it, always suggested several things. One of them, a vision. The concept of light suggested perception. It suggested knowledge, the concept. Agreed? Now, it seems very evident that a life of fellowship with the Lord Jesus, with God Himself, God who is in the light, you see where I'm going with this? Should automatically lead a person to knowing Him. Should it not? But is that always the case? I thank the Lord for the one honest sister here in the congregation. Let's continue with that train of thought right now. We're talking about the concept of light. And now I brought God in the mix. We abide in the light, don't we? And if we abide in the light, we have fellowship with Him, right? We know Him. True or false? Or at least that's what should happen. Right? Of course, every true believer, every true man and woman of God walks with God, is in that light, is in communion with Him. Let's go over to John 17, please. You can go ahead and put it up. John 17, verse 3, it says this, "And this is eternal life, that they may know You." You see here? That they may know who You are, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You, God the Father, has sent. You see, eternal life right now is equated to acquaintance, to knowledge, to knowing. The Word of God clearly says, "And this is eternal life." There's no need for translation here. No need to break out the dictionary, the Greek, or whatever the case might be. That they may know You, the one true God. And not only just You, God, but also me also as well. Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. Amen? Yeah. But you know, a lot of times that's not the case. Sometimes even genuine believers can be said to not know God, to not know the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I want, and it is going to be, if the Lord allows, it's going to be my mission here for the next month or two, as the Lord leads, for me to usher the body of Christ, everyone who the Lord sends my way, for us to know God on a personal level. Yes. Yes. This is part, in my opinion, of a pastor's job. You know, I love preaching feel-good messages. I love to preach messages of faith. I love to preach victory messages. You know, those are great. Those are awesome. But all of that goes around the wayside if you don't know when God is speaking to you, Amen. Giving you directions. Amen. You understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. If you're not sensitive to the ways of God, if you're unable to discern the Word of God correctly, as you should. Yes. Amen? Amen? It's very unfortunate right now that there are people in the body of Christ that has never heard the voice of the Spirit. They have never heard, they have never seen, they have never experienced something out of the ordinary. Some of them might experience, you know, answered prayer. They might have experienced even praying for somebody else. But when it comes to them, I think the best way that I can analyze this is like this. They lack foundation. And I've been seeing this quite a lot lately. When rough time comes, they're shaky. They have nothing to stand on. They collapse. Because the foundation is not firm, you know? And again, this is not a whipping message. Please be tuned. That's coming next week, if the Lord allows. Don't miss it. Anyhow, we want to make sure that our foundation is stable. That our foundation is on the rock, and we need to get to know that rock. But we don't want to be like those believers who don't have a fellowship with the Lord, who don't know God. I want to bring your attention right now to chapter 14 of John. We're on 17 right now. If you'd like to turn the page, we're going to read a few verses. John chapter 14. We're going to start in verse 7. Amen? All right. We'll take that. Beautiful. The Word of God says, if you had known me, right? Earlier we talked about everlasting life. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Didn't the Lord Jesus just say that in chapter 17?
Yes.
And from now on, you know him and have seen him. All right. And then Philip said to him, to the Lord Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not yet known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Praise the Lord. What do we see here right now? I'm a firm believer that every single line, every single letter, every single word, no matter what the translation is of the Bible, it is intended there for a purpose, and there are deep, deep, deep meanings for every single thing. And this particular passage, I believe one of the reasons it's there, written, recorded, is to show a reflection of Christians today, in today's day and age. Our Lord Jesus said, Philip, how is it that you could be around me for so long and you have no idea who I am? How could it be? Now think about it for just a moment. Try to put yourself in Philip's shoes, in the shoes of somebody else. You see signs and wonders and miracles. You see the leper being healed. You see the blind eye open. You see the dead raised. You see a multitude of people being fed with just a handful of food, right? And after it's all said and done, there are baskets upon baskets full of food. You see the Lord Jesus walking on water. All these things happening, but they don't have a clue. They don't have, and this is the man himself. This is the boss. This is the guy, the Lord Jesus, the all-knowing, the all-powerful one, the one whom we serve. Now, going over to today, we don't have the Lord Jesus physically walking here with us, but guess what? He is walking with us.
Amen.
Everywhere we go.
Amen.
His spirit never leaves us alone. Ever, 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 ever. I was having a conversation with a particular someone here in the last couple of weeks. And on a drive, that individual said, we're talking about something. I can't remember what it was. So his question, his response was, so you pray about something and you hope that the Lord hears your prayer so, you know, you get the result, right? But the key thing that I got stuck on is you hope that he'll hear your prayer. And I had to correct that individual and tell him, the Lord always hears my prayer. Always. There is never one time that the Lord does not hear my prayer. Not one. Not even one. You want to know something else? In addition to that? The Lord always hears your prayer too. Every single one of them. You might not think, feel. You might have doubts and questions. That does not change the fact that the Lord hears your prayer. Okay? We understand that, right? All right. All of us who, matter of fact, the Lord hears every single prayer that is made to him with an open heart. Amen?
Amen?
But see, there are many people here today who see signs and wonders and miracles in this church. Many of them, but don't know the healer on a personal level. They might see things online. They might go other places, other events, other meetings, and other conventions where the power of God is just, it's moving. But they don't have that relationship. That cannot be us. Amen? And I want you to agree with me with a strong amen right now in full conviction that this cannot be you, exclamation point.
Amen.
Amen. You should not be able to settle. You should not settle for anything less than 100%.
Amen.
It's either zero or 100. There is no in between. Praise the Lord. You see, our Lord Jesus promised his disciple a special self-disclosure predicated in obeying his commands. And that experience involves one thing, only one thing, and this is going to be the basis. This is the foundation. That one thing is this: knowledge of God. You have to have knowledge of God. Amen? One can say, you could be like the rich young ruler. Lord, I have obeyed all of the commandments since I was a child. Lord, I have done everything right ever since I was a youngin. Ever since I could comprehend, right? All my life, I got it straight. And I'm a blessed man as a result, right? But there was no relationship. There was no relationship with God. His relationship, his commitment, his loyalty, his heart was on a different master. It was not on the true master. And here goes on. See, I'm starting to preach my next sermon right now. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here. But we cannot serve two masters. You're going to serve one, and that one, you're going to get to know everything about that person because it is your interest. You want to know. You want to develop your knowledge. Let's go over to John chapter 14. You can go ahead and put that up. John 14, we're going to read verse 21 all the way to 23. It says this: He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is him who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Great, we understand that. Verse 22, Judas, not Iscariot, said to the Lord Jesus, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? That's a valid question. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, all right, and make our home with him. It's very important that you understand this very last section right here. The Lord Jesus will make his home with you. You see, if you're doing all these religious things, all right, all these righteous deeds, but you feel as though you're missing something from your life, if there's a missing ingredient right now with your walk with God, I can almost 100% guarantee that it has to do with fellowship. What do you mean, Pastor? Give us an example. You could lack fellowship and still give your tithe.
Amen.
Let me make that perfectly clear.
Amen.
All right? You could lack fellowship with the Lord but still be a faithful tither. You could lack fellowship with the Lord and still come to church.
Amen.
And have a decent attendance. Now, I will say it's better for you to be here in church than for you to be somewhere else. All right?
Amen.
So you kind of get like a 50% pass here. But nonetheless, let's continue. You could lack fellowship and do good deeds and good works. What's that word? What's that word of those people that give like millions of dollars to like nonprofits? Anthropologist? Philanthropist. Take three. There we go. Cut this part right here. A philanthropist. Close, right? Yeah, we'll go. We'll know what we're talking about. Do you think every philanthropist is going to heaven?
No.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and judge any one kind deed. You know, only the Lord knows the heart. You know, and I'm not saying that all philanthropists. I'll talk to you after church. is going to lose salvation, you know. No. I'm not here judging people's intent, you know, kind intent. May the Lord bless them for their deeds, you know, and I hope all of them have the faith required and the relationship and the fellowship needed to make it to heaven. It is the knowledge of God that will get someone there. But see, right now, the key thing that you would want, every single one of us must want and yearn, is for the Lord to come, to not just visit you, but to move in. You want the Lord to come and stay. And then when he comes and stays, for him to feel welcomed. You know, for him to feel at home. Amen?
Amen.
This is what the Lord wants. Fellowship naturally leads to knowing a person with whom this friendship occurs. And even, I'm going to use right now, even in a human level, this is true. Let me ask you this. All you guys know me, right? Yes? You guys know whose son I am, right? You guys know my mom? A lot of you guys got to meet my dad, right? Let's say that next week I were to move to Zimbabwe. You with me?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's 15 hours from here, 20 hours, however long it is from here, right? Zimbabwe. It's all the way over there. I might have to catch a couple planes for that at least. And my mom stays here in the United States. Do I cease being her son?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, good. I'm sure also. Positive. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. I'm still going to be her son.
Amen.
Now, how is that relationship going to turn out? Let's say 10 years from now. Am I going to know my mom very, very well? I got some yes, I got some strong yes, and I got some not so strong yeses. I'm going to stay with April right now. It's not going to be the same. Yeah, we have like, do we still have Skype? Who does Skype these days, right? Like, ooh. We got the FaceTime thing going on, you know, everybody that's got an iPhone, we can FaceTime literally for free. We can talk, you know, there's that, but it's just not going to be the same, right? I can't stop over my mom at a pinch right now and say, Mom, let me borrow $30, like right now. I can't do that, right? I can't swing over my mom's house and pick up my pickup truck real quick, like I need this real quick, like, see ya. I just can't get the keys and I'm rolling out. I got to be somewhere right now, right? There isn't going to be that intimacy. There isn't going to be that intense knowledge. We won't know each other's day-to-day like how we know each other day-to-day now. At any given moment, almost any given moment, I know where my mother is at any time of the day. She might be, you know, in Towson. She could be in Columbia. She could be anywhere. wherever that might be, I might know where she, Clarksville, Clarksburg, whatever it is, John Hopkins University, wherever, right? But if we are thousands of miles away, not so very much. We might talk maybe a couple times a week, maybe three times a week, you know? The point that I'm trying to say here is that all of us, we are children of God. We have been bought, we have been paid for. And guess what? Can nobody take you away from the hands of the Lord? Can no disease, can no enemy, can no devil, can no person take you, rob you from your salvation? We understand that?
Yeah.
You belong to God. You've been bought and paid for. You are a child of God. But how is your relationship with the Lord? That is the key thing. You want God to move in and be with you every single day, to sit down and dine with you. You know, He knows everything about you. Now it's time for you to get to know Him more and more and more every single day. And you know what happens when that happens? You start winning battles. Things start happening. You know, all of the sudden you proclaim something and it happens. Sometimes without you even knowing. You can call that favor all day long, 24/7. Amen? You guys are walking together. You're in unity. You are in one accord. Wow. How about that? I think I'm going to stop right here. What do you think? I got to keep going. And I got to amen. It's a work night. It's a weekday. I want all of us to be prepared for, if the Lord allows, for what's about to come. You know, we want to see revival. We want to see the power of God flow and the power of God move. But the Lord showed me a few things here recently. We need to get back to the basics. And we need to do that quick. We need to do that very, 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 very quick. We need to get on the ball, is how they say. Amen? You have to yearn. Listen to what I have to say. You have to yearn communion with the Lord. You have to. You have to want it. You have to desire it. You have to want God. You have to make time for the Lord. Amen? Don't just simply take things for granted. Oh, I gave my life to Jesus. Jesus is with me. We're talking all day long. Everywhere we go, I go, you know, we go together and all of this. Don't fall for that. Understand what I'm trying to say right now. That is not enough. That is not enough. And unless if a person is perfectly okay being tossed to and fro, being kicked around, being all over the place because they don't have a firm foundation, unless if you want that, well, let's get to know our God right now on a personal level. Amen? Yes, we know all the promises of God. We know that the battle is already won, that victory is ours through Christ Jesus, our Lord. We know all those things. Now, we really need to get to know the Master. Amen? This is basic principles of knowing God. We're going to touch on the basics here, if the Lord allows, for the next couple of weeks. Amen? Amen. Let's close with a word of prayer. Lord, we love You, and we worship You, and we praise You, Lord, for You are so good to us. Lord, You are amazing, and we love You. I thank You, Lord, for this brief teaching here tonight, Lord. And I speak, Lord, right now, a heartfelt desire, Lord, a desire that comes from inside. To all the saints, Lord, who are here this evening, and everyone who is watching, Lord, right now online, May they hunger and thirst, Lord, for more and more of you. May they want. May they feel as though it is a necessity. I pray, Lord, for all of those who are comfortable. For all of those, Lord, who are just relaxed. I pray, Lord, right now for agitation. In the name of Jesus. Whether they like it or not, Lord, I pray that you will light the fire. I pray, Lord, that you will light the fire, Lord, under all of our feet, including myself, Lord. I'll include myself in the mix. I pray, Lord, that you will light us up. I pray, Lord, that we will desire and yearn more and more of you, Lord, every single day. And Lord, may we be guided. May we be led by the Spirit of God. May we do, Lord, everything according to your will and your purpose. I pray, Lord, that we would submit ourselves, Lord, unto your holy purpose, unto your holy will. Lord, we love you, and we thank you, Lord, for this new walk. We thank you, Lord, so much for this new purpose of life, for this new direction, for new visions, for new encounters, for recognizing, Lord, your voice. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Now let us continue to praise the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Let us give thanks to the Lord for this offering. Father God, we bless you for this offering. We bless you for those people who have given here online and in this basket tonight. We bless you, Lord, for your guidance through your word, knowing you through your word. If we want to know you, we need to know your word, just as Pastor said. That is the best source for us, to learn who you are and what you are all about. And what our relationship is supposed to be, what you do and what we do. This is not one-sided, Lord. It's not supposed to be. Sometimes it is, but it's not supposed to be. So may we work hard at not allowing it to be one-sided. May we always do our part, Lord, and give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.